We welcome you to a time of reflection.
Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome you to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I am your co-host at this time, Sister Ruby Larry. A time of reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritual, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scriptures and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And I'm reading out of King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns, an early Sunday morning prayer. It's a corporate prayer that started at 7 a.m. Pacific time, and everybody's invited to come in and pray and worship whichever way the Lord leads you for 30 minutes before you go into your assembly, your worship assembly. Tune in expecting and to receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. Is for all of the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministries@54@gmail.com or mail any prayer requests or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Twitter now, family, at New Destiny 54. Listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archived message. We appreciate and thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you and with us on this broadcast, too. That call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. And you know this is Friday the 7th, and you know it's always Provoke Friday with none other than our pastor, Edward Hamilton. He's always excited, and he's doing the will of the Lord and on this broadcast. So and his new ministry name is Now Christian Ministry, Houston, Texas, him and his fiance, Pastor Miracle. So with no further ado, we're going to introduce to some and introduce to others, no other than our own Pastor Edward Hamilton for Provoke Friday. But he's going to do today, he's going to do the book of Acts, chapter 5, because we're going all through the book. God bless you, Pastor Hamilton.
Amen. You're loved and appreciated.
Okay, God bless. I'm going to put it on. Praise is what I do.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, Jesus, hallelujah. Come on, family, let's worship today.
When I wanna be close to you, I lift my hands in praise.
Praise the church.
Through the good and the bad, I'll praise you.
Whether happy or sad,
whether happy or sad,
I will.
I
right now and give him what you owe him. Give him what you owe him. Give him what you owe him, church. Yeah. Come on. Praise is what I do. Even when I'm going through.
Even when I'm going through.
I finally learned, church.
I learned.
Praise, Lord. We just bow down before you, Lord. We come before you with thanksgiving, Lord. We offer up our praise to you, Heavenly Father God. We get out of ourselves, Lord, and we decrease. We forget the things that just happened. And we don't put our minds on the things that might happen. Lord, put us in a place today, Lord. Let us surrender our all to you. Lord, step us into the realm of forgiveness, Heavenly Father God. Step us into the realm of order. Lord, place us with the spirit of accountability. Renew us, Heavenly Father God, in our right mind. Create in us today a clean heart and renew your right spirit in us, Lord Jesus. Lord, we cast away today, Lord, anything that is not productive in our lives. We claim today that if it's not productive, it is not part of our lives. Lord, we repent of our sins today, Lord. By number one, we recognize our sin. Then we want to remorse for our sin, Lord Jesus. We want to now turn away from our sins as we come to you for restitution of our sins, as we confess our sins. Through this process, Heavenly Father God, we want to find ourselves pleasing in your sight. Lord, we want to transform our old into the new. Lord, we don't want to live according to our past any longer, Lord. We put those things that are from our past in the past. We release those things today. Lord, we want to come in order today, Lord, that not our will be done. Process the rights from the wrongs. And we want to identify that there is no gray area. And, Lord, we want to magnify you that, Lord, we can't get nothing by you. Lord, we want to be in order with you, Lord, that you can have your mighty way in and through us. We submit to you today, Heavenly Father God, not to man, not to each other. We submit to you, Jesus. You came that we might have life and life more abundantly. But we recognize that the enemy on the other side comes to rob and to kill and to destroy. So Heavenly Father God, we claim victory today for the new life, the more abundant life, the more than that you have come and given your life through sacrifice for us. Lord, we want to be renewed today. We want to recognize your word today, Lord, that we cannot it, turn it, forget it, omit it, or anything else. Lord, we must recognize your word as truth. Lord, we pray for the new man of you in us. Your word says that you made us in your own image, Lord. We want to look like you, Lord. We want to resemble you. We want to be renewed in the spirit of our minds, Heavenly Father God. We do not want to think the way we just thought 5 seconds ago. We want to arrive. We want to become the now children that you called us to be. You said that if we walk in your light, that we should let our light shine. Lord, we pray, Lord, that as we come into your presence, we pray that you fill us with this light, Lord. We pray that we allow and we release the darkness. Anything that is not in line with you and your will, Lord, take it away. Take it away, please. Take it away, Lord. It's yours. Take it. Take it. We don't want any parts of that. Lord, we want to give you the attention that is required. Less of us and more of you. Less of us and more of you. So now we can be in Christ Jesus and become the new creation you've called us. Lord, we thank you today, Lord. We worship you, Lord, for your word, that how your word has come together and that we are now joining in unison. We are becoming of one accord. We are allowing the unity and the bond of the Holy Spirit to bring us together, that we hear your word the same. We learn your word the same. We see your word the same. And, Lord, we can do your word together as one. Conform us into your image. Use us. If there's any way that you can use us today, Lord Jesus, use us. We decrease of self. Not our word be spoken. Not our word be delivered. But, Lord, your word, your will, and your way be done in this place today. Lord, we pray for any sickness. We pray for any lack. We pray for anything that will distract us from your word. Going forth, we bind it right now here on earth that it may be bound in heaven. We loose the Holy Spirit right now through any ear that hears, any a radio broadcast that may be going out into the heavenlies, into the places. We just say that your word abide and bring us all into one accord, Lord, according to your word. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I submit personally to you, Lord Jesus, that your will be done in and through me, that, Lord, your word be translated, that your word be spoken through truth and through spirit. Not my will be done, but your will be done. Not my word be spoken, but your word be spoken. Not my desires be given, but your desires be given. Not my anything, Heavenly Father God. I don't want my hands involved in anything but doing your will. I totally submit to you in my new creation that I will not stand stagnant, that I will not quit, that I won't give up, and that I will not accept anything than the best from you. And what you want from me is the best. So So I'm going to give you my best today. I bless you. I praise you. I magnify you, Lord Jesus. I just want to worship you. Come on, family. I know this may have been a long week, and I know you may have been through this, and these voices may have said that, and these people may have done this, and this situation may have looked like this. I just dare you just to give it to him right now, just to lift your hands as an offering of release. See, we must come on one accord. We must be about our Father's business, and it must begin in our worship and our forgiveness and the processes that we call relationship. He says, if he be lifted up, not you, not me, not anybody else. So as we lift him up and desire to go into his place, I dare you to give him all the praise. I dare you to just give him all your problems, all your cares, all your worries, all your circumstances, all the things that would make you not stay focused on him, because he is an intolerable God of rivalry. He wants all of you. He needs all of you. He requires all of you and me. He's no respecter of person. He's talking to me just like he's talking to you. He wants it all completely. And Heavenly Father God, if it's not you, take it away. Bottom line, done. We thank you, we praise you, we magnify you in your Son Jesus' name, and all those that could just get your hand up right now, just say, thank you, Jesus. Say that, man. Well, hello, family. You know you're loved and appreciated, highly esteemed and favored in the name of Jesus. I love you. I definitely love you. I love you, first of all, because you love God. And when you love God, he'll teach you how to love others. And I can see that by your commitment to Time of Reflection and New Destiny Ministries and even Provoked to Purpose and now Christian Fellowship, I love you. And you are my brother. You are my sister. No one holds any particular position when it comes into a relationship with me. I treat us all because I want to be treated the same way. So you are my brother. You're my first hand. You're my right hand. You're whatever God has put you to be in my life, I receive you, and I do love you with that same love. To all the men and women of God that have went before me this week, I bless you because I haven't been able to listen, but I have been reading and studying and following along, and I am just overwhelmed how God has moved his spirit through each and every one of us day to day. And I now submit myself to fall into order and into line with what God would have. And I just want God's will to be done. If that just made you just feel a little something special inside, I dare you just to tell him, it ain't my will, Lord, it's your will. It's not my word, it's your word. It's not my ways, but your ways. And just start to now, repetitiously give God where it becomes easy to release. It becomes pleasurable it becomes a pleasure to give God your all. And when you do anything in pleasure, you'll do it often. And once you've accomplished the process of often, you now have developed a habit. So I encourage you today, take this word as truth. Move into this word that is abounding in love. And even though we're chastised, and even though we're molded, and even though we're shown that there is a consequence for everything, we still are given to through love. So I just pray that you receive the word of God as he is meant it to be given and received, that we can be better than we came. We must leave here different than we started. 5 seconds ago cannot be the same 5 seconds, because we move with a now God. And you know, on Provoke Fridays, we believe that God is ahead of us. We know that the Bible says that one day to us is 1,000 to the Lord, or 1,000 to the Lord is one to us. So that means there's a gap, there's space. And as we go through the word of God, he's going to continue to show us that we must eliminate spaces, distractions that tells us of how bad we used to be. Spaces where matter lies that will tell you of how badly they talked about you. Or how wrong you've been done. That's the space that we must close in and now change the atmosphere into that atmosphere of holiness because of our choices, because we want to be righteous unto God, because we want to be pleasing in his sight. When? Right now, in Jesus' name. Acts 5, wow, what an awesome word to start off. It's automatically going to make you say, The one thing that God has given me is that we cannot get anything past God. I don't care how we come up with it. I don't know how we formulate it. I don't care how we start it. But always in the end, it will always be recognized that we cannot fool God. God is all-knowing. God is all – I can't even get a word that will describe other than he's that, a bag of chips, and everything else. There's nothing that will compare or ever surpass God. So as we change our thinking and as we come into to agreement in family, unifying in the power of one, family, we have to understand that as we go into the scripture and as we start to look at the principles, we have to start not just being in the now. We got to accelerate the now. The now was good for the last season. But in this season, God is asking for acceleration in everything. That in my neighborhood, we say smash the gas. If you get in the ministry with me or in the car with me, and I don't mean this on the freeway, believe me, but in the ministry and in my thrive for God, I'm going to put the best gas I can get. You know how you go to the gas station and you can get 87, 91, or 93? I'm putting 95. Because I'm praying over the 93 to get two more points. And when I get in the spiritual vehicle, I don't have time just to putter around and wait here and wait there, because the opposition is on the other side gearing up his tools and his warfare and his vehicle and whatever it is that he's using to get to the point. It's a race to the mark. So I must learn that for me to go to the place God wants me to go and to understand what his word is revealing to me, I must now accelerate my now. I must go faster than I've ever gone before. I must realize that if I really want to catch up with God in that space of one to a thousand, I must activate the motor to go faster. He's given me the Holy Spirit. He's given me his spirit in me that powers me, but I must be the one. You must be the one that will smash the gas. Today we're going to talk about smashing the gas. Because the reason why we must smash the gas is because you can't get it over on God. Why not? Us just come and just do this with me. Put that hand out there and just swish. Give it to him. And let's go where he's told us to go. Let's stop procrastinating and understand that this word is true. It will not return to him void. So we're going to begin, and I have to go back a little bit just so we're in line with how the Acts 4 and Acts 5 come together and all that, just for those that weren't here yesterday or so forth. But in 32, the Bible says, it says, now, when? Right now, not tomorrow or any other time. I can't wait to take an opportunity on the word now. Now, for Now Christian Fellowship, the acronym means not our will. You know, we could keep saying not my will, not your will. No, not our will, because we believe it's going to take a unified force, a union of one, moving in the same direction at the same time with the same power, with the same authority. When? Right now. But now, the multitude of those who believe, and watch, it says, is now separating, because it was believers and unbelievers. But he said, now the multitude of those who believed were of what? One heart and one soul. Now, right there, that's enough. I could have just stayed there for a long time, because guess what? That is the ultimate goal of what God is calling us to do. First, we must believe. But we believe because we have one heart. What do we describe as being the heart of man? It's your mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think something is not right and it's not proven in the word of God, your thinking sometime may have to be changed. That's why he said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, because some things just don't make sense to the average person. That revelation knowledge does not seem normal. Look at this. Let's go back to the time principle. 1,000 to 1 does not look simple to anybody, but there are some who are closer in the proximity of closing in their space. We wonder why people don't understand what we're doing and why we're doing it, because we're not of one accord. We have left some behind. We have left some dead. We have left some crazy. We have left some by themselves. When we are supposed to be on one accord so we can have one understanding. He said it. He said, now the multitude of those who believe were of one heart. They thought the same thing because your heart is your mind, and of one soul, meaning their soul was connected through the Spirit of God. Oneness. But we all are hearing, we read the same word, but we're hearing five different translations. And that's why so much confusion in our relationships and in our families and in our churches is because everybody is speaking a different language. God is asking us to say the same word, believing the same results, because it came from the only and one, what? God. If God is one, we have to be one with him to now receive his oneness word. When? Right now. But we're so scattered out. We're so separated. We're so conformed to one thing and not willing to change for another thing, or we're so used to one thing and we get caught in our, we get caught in our comfort zone. Family, believe this. When God starts moving in your life, it is going to cost you something. And for some of us, when he's ready to bless us, it takes us and it pushes us and it requires us to leave our comfort zone. Because conforming into his image means that you have to change the way you look. That means you got to do something different. You can't just wait on things to happen. You got to get up and make things happen. You can't just wait on someone to call. You have to call on the phone. You can't just expect a check without going and putting in labor to get the check. But now, those are the multitude of those who believed were of one heart, one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was of his own. But they had all things in common. You know, some people are like, I like to play basketball. I like the ball. No, they all like to do everything together. They were a family. And this is for the church right here because, believe it, Acts 5 is going into how the church was powerful, but how it also was under attack and how it ended up in the end rejoicing, but they had to go through some things too. But at the end of 4, the church was now being put together on oneness. It was built on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ, and it could only be received under one word, one soul, one heart, one mind, with one God. Go and do it now. There's no gray area there. It must be according to his word for these things to come in order. It says, but they had all things in common. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon all of them. Look at your neighbor or at your out your window, and look, it is available for all of us. We as one can come together better, family, when we understand that the better we are to release it for the family, we can all have it. I was sharing this morning that a lot of us can't get to where God wants us to go because we're not willing to sacrifice because we think somebody else may get there before us. Mm. So we're willing to live in that paycheck to paycheck mentality. We're willing to live into this the buy and buy mentality because if I think you're gonna beat me somewhere, I don't want to be part of helping you. Maybe I should say that again. Some of us aren't willing to do the things that we're called to do because the person or the people involved may leapfrog because of their commitment or because of their diligence, their ability to lie on the things of God. God is calling us to be one that it doesn't matter if you drive and I ride. We got to become one that if we even go into laboring, it doesn't matter if I serve and you and I'm serving you. We're of oneness. And it says, with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was fell upon all of them. Nor was there anyone among them who lacked. See, when you become one, and I know I'm still in 4, but watch this. It's very important for us to establish and to leave where he left yesterday that now we can go into this oneness because it's going to take some oneness to understand the ramifications and the things that can happen to you by disobedience or trying to pull the wool over God's eyes. Why do I have to be wanted to know what's right or wrong? Because I can now show you what I've been through, but I can also tell you when I see you going down the right path. That's oneness. That's wondrous to be able to sit at someone's feet and say, hey, man, tell me about me. I need somebody to tell me about me. I think my life really changed when I was able to receive somebody telling me about me.
But you ain't got to get on.
I'm not perfect either. I still have a little problem with people telling me what to do. I'm working on that daily. I want to follow him, so I'm taking up my cross. I'm testifying. That's a trait. I'm a leader. I believe in being part of everything. Guess what? Sometimes you got to sit down and listen. That's now edifies the power of oneness. Nor was there anyone among them who lacked, for all were who possessed of land, of houses, sold them. Look at this. They stayed rich by giving to the one and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold, and laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed them to each one as needed. Nobody lacked because I didn't have to store up everything just for me and my family. I worried about the church's family, the family's family, the unity family. And Joseph, who was named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, here we go into chapter 5. Believe this. Whenever God is doing something good, the enemy is coming with something bad. He is going to always, you can just look at yourself and say always, he is going to always come with an alternative attack. He is going to find a strategic way to use a willing, unprotected, unconscious vessel to do what he requires to be done. See, the whole chapter 4, Luke painted the ideal portrait of Jerusalem church and congregation of faith. They were loving. They cited the example of Barnabas, who now remember, he emphasized both the love and the faith of the congregation. He never got into the things of people. He got into the things for the family. But see, Luke is trying, he wants to give his church. He wants to now take it in verse 5, and he provides us an example of the church of how the church is less than perfect. He's going to give us to show us that there is an opposition, that there is something going on in the spiritual realm that will try to alter the things that God is trying to do in our lives. Verse 1, but a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession. Now, watch this. You know, Pastor E, I look at all the little words. Earlier, it said they sold all their possessions. Now, what you're going to see is happening is going to happen because of disobedience. But watch in the beginning. It says, but the certain man Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession. First of all, they were already out of order. Here's everyone in the unity, in the family, giving up their all. By them only giving up a possession tells me that they have more to give. They were holding stuff back for years. This was not an immediate instance that happened. For them to have a possession means they had much more because everybody else gave all. The Bible would have said they came and sold all possessions, but it didn't. So they were already out of line. Believe this, the way you start is the way you'll finish. He's no respecter of person. The way you start this relationship with God, this ministry with God, this commitment to the things he wants you to do is the way you will finish. And he kept back part of his proceeds. Now watch. Remember, all would have meant everything, but they sold one possession and they still held back part of the proceeds. His wife also being aware of it and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. See, even though you may do things individually, if you're called as one, You affect the whole team. Watch what happens. But Peter said to Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? Not only can we not get things over on God, we can't get things over on the men and the women of God. He has given us the spirit to discern. He has given us the ability to look some people straight in the eye and know without you even laying it at my feet what is going on. But he says to him, he says, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourselves? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this in your heart? See, he makes a very clear analogy there that you had already despised this thing in your mind. Watch, it goes back to principle one. If you think you're crazy, if you think you're a cheat, if you think you're dishonest, you will do things to now magnify that you are exactly that. The way you think, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Why have you conceived? That means he took time to think it out in his mind. And God is asking us to change that the way we used to think. Do not go about, if it's from the past and it wasn't something that was productive, I say this all the time. If it was from yesterday and you cannot show me that it was something productive in your life, I guarantee you, you must stop doing it that way. When? Right now. See, we keep getting caught up on the things of the past. Here's another saying I share for free. You will never go any farther than your past will allow you. If you were hurt in your past and you have given forgiveness and asked for forgiveness from God, we must leave it in our past. Because those thoughts, those voices, those memories will now make us conceive things in our mind, and we do dishonest and wrong things before we even act it out. See, well, once we act it out, now we feel sorry for ourselves. We act it out, and now we ask ourselves, why did I do that? Instead of taking time to get in a divine relationship with God. But watch this. It changed the way you think. Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. Wait, maybe I should read that again. He tells him straight out. He says, you have not lied to me. You are not lying to her. When you are called a son and a child of God, you are now held accountable to God. God now requires honesty. God now requires faithfulness. He's faithful. He's truthful. He's holy. He's worthy. Those things we're supposed to emulate. But the enemy will come and to try to take the way you think by robbing it, killing it, and destroying it from the love of God, that now we operate without that love. And we allow the mind to conceive things that are not of God. Enough is enough. Then, now, Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last breath. No, he didn't just sit down and take a break. He didn't just sit down to get a second wind. He fell to his face with death. God is telling us, if we are not for him, we are against him. If we are not going to go all the way for him, we might as well sit down and just accept the fact that if you're not for him, you must be against him. Now, I'm hoping that's motivating all of us to say, you know what? Wow, that cut deep, but that's real. That's the position that we're in, and God is showing us through his word. If he did it for them, what makes us think that we're so protected, that we could act foul, and that we could be disobedient, and that we could not follow his word according to the word and stop adding and taking away and just stop. There's so many things I could say. There's so many instances I could bring up. But it doesn't go about the thing. It goes about the spirit of the thing. whatever we're doing that's not of God, we must cease. We must recognize first our sin. And if Ananias would have recognized his sin before he even brought it, he would have been convicted and he would have did the right thing. He would have regrouped and said, you know what, it's not my will, but God's will. Let me get all my land. Let me get all my property. Let me get all my stuff and take it. It looks like, you know, and if we pay, ooh, Jesus, if we just pay attention, we'll notice that everybody else is doing good too. But that spirit of pride will make you always want to have more than the next man. Well, I know he needs a car, but if I give him a car, that means, oh, yeah, I do have you just say, for instance, somebody has an extra car. They know somebody needs a car. The car sits there every day, doesn't it? It rains on it, it's getting rusty, it's all this stuff. But before they will let someone who's going to use it in a positive manner have the car, the only reason they won't do it, even though they've been instructed to do it, they won't do it because of fear of that person using it for what it should have been used for in the first place. Our thinking, our deception will lead us to a sure death. Family, we cannot get nothing past God. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. And then the young men arose and wrapped him up and carried him out and buried him. Now watch this. They didn't have telephones. They didn't have Western Union or Western Graham or Instagram or Facebook or anything else. But the word of mouth back then used to carry fast. Back then, and I remember even in some country towns when I was growing up, that you could do something on the east side, and before you even got to the west side, your business is up there, but it's turned around, it's changed, it is different than it was supposed to be. Now, after he had been wrapped up and carried out, watch this. Now, it was about 3 hours later when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. 3 hours, family. It ain't going to always be somebody coming to warn you. It's not going to always be a writing on the wall. It's not going to always make sense. But when you get in relationship with God, God will reveal these things to us. But he will also, when we get out of order with him, he can stop and resist us from being able to understand the truthness of his word. Watch, there was no reason in this small environment where everybody was a one that the news in 3 hours had not reached her. But God is requiring something just from you. He was requiring something just from her. Because if we know that we are convicted, we're supposed to come with a convicted heart because we recognize our sin and we got to be ready to remorse for our sin. We must be willing to turn away from our sin. We got to restitute our sin and we got to confess our sin. These processes come from the Holy Spirit in you. Not the Holy Spirit on a sign or on you. Now, about 3 hours later, when his wife came in, not knowing what he did, Peter answered her and said, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. He gave her prime opportunity, even after she should have already came in with the willingness to remorse from her sin. Tell me how many times you did something. You knew it was not right with God. It didn't take 3 hours for you to catch on to it. She was part of this device from the beginning. That's why we have to understand, family, we got to make some now choices. We got to accelerate our now so our choices become accelerated when? God's time. Because if she would have been in the acceleration now phase of repentance, because when you do something bad, it doesn't take 5 hours for you to start feeling the conviction from it. It happens immediately. When you sin, you recognize sin right away. But the world will come and block you from doing the right thing by remorsing for your sin. So Peter even said, you know what? I've been given grace, and God is gracious, and I'm not going to, see, this goes back to, no matter what we have to do to be in order with God, everything must be done decently and in order. Watch this example. She could have came in and he already just jumped in her face, went off on her, put her business out on the street, and everything else. But even though he knew she was guilty, he treated her with love. Just because somebody does you wrong does not give you the right to treat them wrong. Like some of us say, we got a free pass. No, you don't. Or I can do this again. No, you don't. Or I can do, no, you don't. Everything must be done in love when it comes to God. When we conform into his image, we have to do things the way he does them. God has chastised me a million times. I guarantee you, it was only the hate in me that made it feel like it was being done wrong. But the love of God was always over me because it surpassed all my understanding. And I was able to turn away from these things because now my understanding became knowledge, and I can now recognize the things that were of God and the things that are not of God. There's no gray area. And Peter said to her, gave her a free break off the pass. Tell me, whether you sold the land for so much? And she said, yes, for as much. Then Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? If somebody trying to convince you to do something that's not in line with the Lord, you better shake them people out your life because you'll be held accountable for what the sin was just like they were. Just because you agreed with it, just because you didn't expose it, just because you did not do the right thing. See, God is calling for a greater, accelerated move. He's looking for those of us that are willing to go where people say we shouldn't go. He's looking for those of us that will do the things that most people will not do. And he's definitely looking for those that will say what his word says. Follow him and nobody else. Seek him first in the kingdom of righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Then immediately, when? Immediately. Well, let me back up. It says, look, the feet of those who have been buried, who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out now. Look, after the word is spoke, it was done immediately. If you're thinking you got a long time to get in order with God, I must tell you, change your perception. You got a now moment to do a now thing for a now God that will move in your life in the now. But your accelerated now must move to a position to get closer to him. See, now can even be construed as the past. When? Now. But see, my now must be accelerated because I must go faster than I did yesterday. I can't sit dormant. I can't allow any room for the enemy to get ahead because just as fast as you're trying to close his space, he's trying to fill his space. Ooh, Jesus. He is trying to fill your life with distractions that will keep you from honoring God through forgiveness, through love, through relationship, through holiness. Then immediately, verse 10, then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last breath. It wasn't a resting period. It wasn't just catching up. She breathed her last breath. And the young men came and found her dead and carried her out, buried her by her husband. So great fear came upon all the church and upon all those who heard these things. See, it wasn't only just surprising and mesmerizing just to the church, but to those that heard it, the believers and the unbelievers. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people. See, remember, when one good thing happens, the enemy's coming with a bad. But right after a bad thing happens, here comes God with the good. Don't worry that you got to go through. Just worry that when you get to the other side, there will be the good pleasure and tithing of God for you. There is a greater reward at the other end for going through. Principle two, you got to go through with purpose. The purpose is, if I do what you said, God, I know you're going to give me what you said I can have. It says that we should go through without we should go through without fear, pain, and doubt, but that we should go through with rejoicing, with celebration. Well, family, the enemy will get off your back if every time he come at you, you just jump up and praise God. Oh, that's, see, there it is. That's that always rejoicing. Oh, yes, that new car pull up with the bow on it for your birthday. Oh, yes, you're going to rejoice. But when the repo man come outside, pick up and pick that car up, there's no rejoicing. See, that's where it comes, the rejoicing. We got to rejoice in the good and the bad. When we sick, when we sad, we still got to get in God's presence and give him the glory for everything that happens. Because watch, just because that one car was taken away, when you rejoice in the immediate, woo, Jesus, in that accelerated now, the new car could be coming. You can walk out your door and say, wow, they took that one, but look what God has brought. Because you're not worried about the thing. You're worried about God, who is the source. Verse 12, and through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Family, if you don't do it, God will do it for you. If you are relying your relationship with him to be about his will and only his will, you're going to start to lose some stuff around you in and about your life. If you get in oneness with him, remember I said, just go ahead and swish. You don't have to beat somebody up or get belligerent with anybody. Because if God don't want them in his life, he's going to remove them. That's why we should do everything in love. When you get in oneness, God will remove those people because they won't be able to walk the walk. They won't be able to talk the talk because their process is for the wrong reason. How do you do it in love, Pastor? Well, if I got to get somebody out of my life, I'm going to love them the same way I loved them before I needed them in my life. I'm going to show them that it's not about them. It's about the will of God. When? Right now. You want to see signs and wonders? Many signs. See, it didn't say one sign and wonder. It said many signs and wonders. Because even through the heartache, even through because it says right there, it says, so great fear came upon all the church. They was worried. And upon all those that heard these things, they was worried. But guess what? They stayed on one accord. We talk that oneness. We say unified. But as soon as it gets bad, watch who's really one and who's unified. When there's no money in the bank and the locks are being put on the doors, look at the oneness and the unified. When the call is that we must give our all, not for each other, but for God, so he can bless each and every one of us to be one unit. Yes, I believe we need to rebuild communities with nothing but the family of the only living God. Yes, I believe we need to take back this country and own and possess land where there's nothing but the solitude of the Holy Spirit. Yes, I believe in that oneness. Yes, I believe we need to open our own record companies and our own TV stations and our own radio stations and our own blog talk and our own internet and our own Facebook. Yes, because we must be the controllers of everything God has given us. But it cannot, it will not be done unless we all become one. I thirst for great signs, great wonders. Yes, I see wonders, and yes, I see signs. I thirst for great signs, great wonders. I'm ready for us all to be blessed according to God. He wants you to have it just like he wants me to have it. But if we do not accept the fact that it's not about having it, it's about the relationship and the connection with oneness in God and in family, we'll never have anything. Yet none of the rest of dared to join them, but the people esteemed them highly. Verse 14, and believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women. Watch this. You try to build something. You wonder why there ain't no increase. That is plain and simple right there. You got a bad apple in the house. If there is not unity, yes, that church could stay at 50, maybe 60, up and down to 30, Easter time 100, Christmas time 150, January 30. Yes, a church can sustain that. But the church was meant to grow. When they sent them out two by two, they came back not just with the 500 that left. They came back with 10,000. They multiplied. God is calling us to increase. We want increase in our bank account, but we don't want to increase in our labor for him. It's going to cost us something. It's going to cost you something. It's going to require a sacrifice. When the believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women get in order with God and his oneness, and they're coming. So that they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them at the beds of the couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Watch this. Here we go again. He says that you can do greater things than he. Here's Peter. Just Peter. Is that the same Peter that was going to kill folks for Jesus? That was going to become a murderer, so his Jesus didn't get took away? Is that the same Peter that all the bad things that he did? By him being in oneness with Christ, by him sacrificing his life, not for himself or not for his family, or not for anybody, he sacrificed his life for Jesus. These people came that his shadow might just fall on some of them. See, the oneness, they weren't worried about what they got for today because they knew it would come tomorrow too. They didn't worry about what they could gather and what they could store and what they could hide. They just got what was available. That's what oneness will bring. Oneness will bring when we all sit down and eat the same thing at the same time with the same love. We know that God will provide. Don't you remember the Israelites, when God gave them manna, they tried to store manna. They tried to hide manna because they just didn't have the process to understand. God will provide your every need, your every want, everything that we need to do what he called us to do, God will provide. But he will not give it to those that will try to take it away. He wants us to bring it into the storehouse that we can now take care of one another. Woo, Jesus. Verse 17. Then the high priest rose up and all those who were with him, which is in the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with indignation. See, folks go always, when you're trying to do what God called you to do, they're going to always oppose you. Then we go back to that principle. If you're not in the same position, if you're not in the same understanding, if you don't have the same wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God's word, how can we expect people who are not there to get it? Why do we keep getting mad at folks just because they're not praising and worshiping like we are? We got to love them more. But we get so upset, he just didn't get it. Oh, she just don't understand. Well, guess what? We got to give them more understanding. How do we do it? By love. But get this. Watch it. Right there, 17. Every time you do something good for God, every time the Spirit of God is all on you and your anointing that God is, the Holy Spirit in you, is blessing folks, healing folks, delivering folks, the opposition is coming. And they laid their hands on the apostles and put them in a common prison. He wants to put you in jail too. He wants to do whatever he can do through people to stop the work. But at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, go. Well, look, there's that word again. Never is God going to rescue you just to go home and chill. Never is God going to deliver you, heal you, save you, provide for you, give you anything but for one reason, to go. We can no longer sit around thinking that we've arrived and that we've made it. God will deliver you. Yes, he will. God will free you. Yes, he will. But it's only to go. Go stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest and those with them came and called the council together with all the elders of the children of Israel and sent them to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and did not find him in the prison, they returned and reported. See, God got some miraculous things to go on in your life when you trust him. Pastor, I can't just be 100% dedicated. I don't have a car. I can't go all the way because I don't have enough money. I can't pay my tithes this month. I got a bill coming up. See, we have so many excuses. We have so many reasonings, remember, in the subconscious mind. Number three, number one is five senses, then intuition, but then reasoning comes along. And reasoning would give you another excuse to reason out of it. Verse 21, and when they heard that, they entered the temple early in the morning and taught. See, it didn't matter. They knew they was coming after again. They knew that they had been released, and they knew the people of this world were going to come. But they didn't let that hold them back. It didn't make a difference what was going to happen because they already knew it was going to happen. They were just looking for the outcome, the reward that would come by being faithful and true to God. And when it right there in the middle of 21. But the high priest and those with him came and called the council together with all the elders and the children of Israel and sent them to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and did not find them in the prison, they returned and reported, saying, indeed, we found the prison shut securely. Woo, tell me that ain't miraculous. And the guards standing outside before the doors. But when they opened the doors, they found no one inside. 24, now, when the high priest, the captain of the temple, and the chief priest heard of these things, they wondered what the outcome would be. Then one came and told them, saying, look, right there. The men who you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. See, they weren't hiding. They weren't feeling fear. They were doing the will of God. Family, sometimes it just ain't going to look right. Sometimes you're going to get released from a situation and it's not going to make plain sense, but you must go preach the word of God. We must go make disciples. We must institute the principles of God no matter what you go through. No matter how bad they talk about you, no matter how much they take from you, no matter how they haven't done what they're supposed to do, we must still press. Then one came and told them, saying, look, the men who were put in prison are standing there at the temple and teaching people. Then the captain went out with the officer and brought them without violence. See, they can come and they can use the law against you. But the Spirit of God will not let them hurt you. Even though they're praying against you, if you stand in God's will and you stand in his presence, God will not allow them to hurt you. Even if they're not for you and you know they're against you, if you stand in God's word and in his promises and in the truth that it's not my will but your will be done, you don't have to worry about a thing. They cannot harm you. Now, when? Now, you must stay alert. You must stay in the war room. You must stay ready to go. But they cannot do anything to harm you. They took them without violence, for they feared the people lest should be stoned. And when they brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did we not strictly command you not to teach in his name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and the intent to bring this man's blood on us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, see, look, it was unison, unified, oneness. Family, when we get up and say it's time to move for God, we got to all say it together. Even when we go through, no one can be left behind. No one can be let to die. No one can be forgotten. We must keep one another on one accord, connected in oneness. And profess his word together. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. now, not our will, means it doesn't matter if you like me or not. It doesn't matter if you, I don't need your accolades, and I'm not looking for your plaques or your diplomas or your graduations or your accomplishments. That means that no matter what you say, what you do, how you act, how you treat me, I am going to love God. I am not going to allow you to make me look, make God look bad. I'd rather you stone me. I'd rather you put me in jail. I'd rather you talk about me. I'd rather you do whatever you're going to do, because you're going to do that anyway. But my choice, in my heart, in my relationship, I must obey God. And not only that, we must obey God together. That's why we must confess one another our sins. That's why we must support one another and be there for one another, because we must love God together. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging him on a tree. Him God has exalted to the right hand. See, we got to testify, family, to the right hand of the Prince of Savior, to give repentance to Israel for forgiveness of sins. See, they reminded them to forgive everybody. To forgive everybody, the believers and the unbelievers, of the forgiveness of sins. And we are hidden witnesses to the things. And so also the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. We must obey him. We must submit to him. Because we can receive the same Holy Spirit. We can retain the same authority. We can retain the same knowledge and understanding and wisdom. When? Right now. By obeying God. Verse 32, and we are his witnesses to these things, and so also the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those to obey him. When they heard this, verse 33, they were furious and took counsel to kill them. See, even when, you remember just before, they were afraid to take them with violence because they were worried about the people who were going to stone them. But they still, even though they have to change the methods, family, the enemy is still coming to rob, kill, and destroy. He is not going to stop devising ways to kill you. He is not going to stop trying to divide us, because if he gets us in a realm, in a close proximity, that if you are not for me, you're against me, and if I'm not for you, I'm against you, that will cause some friction. That will cause the flesh to go against the flesh. That will cause some arguments and some fights. It is imperative that we come on one accord. Now watch this. The reason why it's so important for us to get the people away from us that's not for us, because if we're not in agreement, we cannot have what God called us to have. It's not being mean. It's not being hateful. It's not being spiteful. It's being conscious. To say that for God to give me what I have, I must release these things out of my life. I cannot hold on any longer unless I'm just willing to keep on with the going, the buy and buy, and the paycheck to paycheck, and the just enough. But if I want the fullness of God, and I want the fullness for you, I must encourage you to come to the other side. I must encourage you to get in the oneness of God so he can have his way with and through us. So we can go and multiply. So we can go and duplicate. So we can go and give what God gave us, life, and life more abundantly. When? Right now. Then one man in the council, verse 34, stood up. See, it's always going to be one that will stand. Woo, Jesus. There's going to be always one that will profess. There is going to be always one that will do it by God's will and not his will. Then one man stood up, a Pharisee named, and I've never kicked, Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, held in respect by all the people, and commanded them to be put to put the apostles outside for a little while. Then he said to them, men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what you intend to do regarding these men. For some time ago, Judas rose up claiming to be somebody, a number of men, about a, now he's warning these people, About 400 joined him. He was slain, and all those and all who obeyed him were scattered and came to nothing. After this man, Judas of Galilee rose up in those days of the census and drew away many people after him. He also perished, and all who obeyed him disappeared. And now, when? And now, I say to you, keep away from these men and let them alone. Sometimes people don't even know what they're doing. They're going to stand up and going to speak for you when you stay unified, when you stay on oneness. See, God has the power, we all know this, to do all things. But he cannot do the things that we need him to do because we keep getting in the way and we want to be involved in his business instead of being involved in the family business. And the family business is to be on one accord. The family business is to allow unity to reign. Dissension to cease. I stole that one, if you're online, Minister Kevin. But unity must reign, and dissension must cease. What's that mean? Dissension must go away. If you cannot be in accord, one accord, it's dissension. If you're saying one thing and the other person is saying the next thing, it's dissension. It's intolerable. It's totally unacceptable. God is saying, he's ready to bless you. He's ready to bless me. He's ready to bless her. He's ready to bless Minister Evangelist Bernard. He's ready to bless Minister Ruby. He's ready to bless all of us. And the reason why many of us are not getting it because we got some loose links around us that are bottlenecking the system from being in order. That doesn't mean we family. It doesn't mean that we don't love them. It doesn't mean that we don't want to see better for them. But we cannot help them until we get to where God called us to be so we can be effective. Most people don't listen to our sermons because they don't see the new cars. Most people don't see the principles of being fortified because they don't see the big houses. Most people won't follow and diligently seek God because they don't see it happening around the people that's being true to God. But family, sometimes you got to get to the point you understand you got to have nothing. You have to be stripped of all the things that you built up on your own. You got to be stripped of all the things that people gave you. You got to be stripped of the things that didn't come from oneness but became from selfishness. And then God can start to build you up when you surround yourself with oneness. He's not going to just bless one. He wants to bless all. It comes from unity. It comes from sacrifice of less of me and more of God. Verse 39, but if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against God. Wait, I skipped the verse. Hold on. Let's go back to 38. And he says, and now I say to you, keep away from these men and let them alone, for it is the plan, or if this work is of men, it will not come to nothing. Now, this is a educated, respected man, and he still spoke the principle that if they're doing something that's not of God, get out the way. Let them do it. He's going to reveal them. If, you know, we always want to tell somebody, well, did you hear from God right? Or is that what God said? Hey, it's not do this. It's not your problem. If I'm not doing something that's – if I'm not doing what God told me to do, it's not going to take you to reveal it. God going to reveal it. If you're not in line with what God wants you to be doing, I cannot get in your business and tell you about you. God going to do it. And this is just what he was telling them. Keep your name and your mouth off the men and women of God. We always want to talk about somebody. And the next thing you know, we're going to be mouthless. Because if you don't keep your mouth off the man and woman of God, because not that you don't see something. Or not, you see, if we're not supposed to murmur and complain. And we're not supposed to talk about one another when we are one. We can do nothing but love one another. Remember from the beginning, I may need you to move around and do something else in life because my season is to go here and yours is to go there. We can't go to the same place because we're on different roads. That doesn't mean I got to hate you. That doesn't mean I got to try to destroy you. That doesn't mean that I got to put you down. That means that I just have to separate myself and get in the line with God. I still love you. I still want the best for you, but I cannot allow what you're doing to affect what God wants to do for me. That's just principle. But watch this. By me being obedient to God and understanding that God is going to bless me by him doing what he does in my life will maybe change you. Because it's not my will, but God's will. And he told him, he said in 39, he said, but if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it. Least if you even be found to fight against God. You don't know if it's God or not, but you're going against it. It didn't say that you would curse man. It says you'd be cursing God. By you putting your, you know, and I know everybody loves Evangelist Bernard. Everybody I've met, I've heard nothing but great things. But if you go and you get a little whisper, remember I told you you hear something on the east side, by the time you get to the west side, now you taking it to the south side with a whole other story. If you keep putting your mouth on somebody who you have no idea what's going on, you are going to pay the consequences. If you keep making judgments and downplaying someone, see, this is a lesson that we need to understand about oneness. We got to stop talking about each other but still hanging around each other. Oh, yo, my brother, I smile in your face, but I cut you in the back. I say I pray for you, but I'm really cursing you. I say I love you, but I really hate you. That is not unity. That's not unity. And if somebody is in your life that you are not happy with, remove yourself. Don't just hurt them and yourself. We got to become unified family that we can now do unified things of oneness where we all have no lack, where we all can heal the sick, where we all can raise the dead, where we all can walk on water. When? Right now. Verse 40, and they agreed with him. And when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, see, these people here, they just couldn't let the well enough go. But they were so stuck in their ways. Woo, look at this. Watch this. Because he told them that if it is of God, you are now going against God. And whatever you do to God, believe me, it's going to come back at you. They couldn't let well enough alone and just say, okay, we receive what you're saying. We're going to let these men go because it's not the men we're dealing with. It's not the woman you're dealing with. It's God. They still had to beat them. They still had to get their own little selfishness out. But they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy. Look at this. They didn't look at it as shame. They didn't look at it as a bad instance. They looked at, they rejoiced because they had now been identified. Woo, Jesus. They had been identified with Christ. If there's one thing I could get today, a person to identify me in the likeness of Christ and in the ways that he would do things, Jesus, I got enough to praise him for. They left there beaten. And this ain't like you go to jail for beating up somebody like today. They was throwing rocks. They was hitting them with cats of nine tails. They could have been slapping them with 2x4s. Whatever, they was beating them and beating them bad. They did not leave there in a good condition, family. You could tell they had been through some mighty horrible things. But they beat them and commanded them that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus Christ. See, when you go, and this is why most of us don't go, because nobody wants to listen. We always need an audience. We don't go 2x2 because we're only preaching to one another. We don't go 2x2 because there's no accolades out there. We don't go 2x2 because there's no limousine or no red carpet or some kind of reward financially to come out of it. And that's why most of us fail. Because first of all, we cannot commit to God's will being done and not our will. Today, we must make a change. Number two, we lose focus because we move too slow. The enemy is running so fast, family, that we lose because we move too slow. That has to stop today. We got to get up. We got to wake up. We got to activate the spirit of God in our lives now. What? What spirit? The spirit of one. The spirit of one. from the beginning of, well, from the end of verse chapter 4 to all the way through 5, the power of one, the unity of one, the solitude of family, of caring for the other more than you cared about yourself, institutes the relationship that God has called us to be in. It's called oneness. Today, we must leave this place different than we came. So, Heavenly Father God, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for your word and your word of oneness. We thank you for your accountability through your word that, Lord, enough is enough. Lord, we claim today, Lord, that we want to be in one with you, and we want the people around us to be in one with you. Lord, we will not accept anything lower anymore. Our standard today is high. We raise our standard, Heavenly Father God, to be one. We accept the position that we must make some conscious choices right now to do things different than we did just 5 seconds ago. That we must accelerate our now. And we must close in the gap with you, Heavenly Father God, because we want to hear you clearly. And how can we hear you from way back here? But we want to accelerate the now, Lord Jesus. And we want to get closer to you, that when you speak, we hear you clearly. That when you guide, we follow. That when you lead, we learn to lead. And that what you did, your whole walk on this earth, as you go, we go too. But we go as one. So, Lord, we bless you today, Lord. We magnify you. We worship you. Not for what you did, not for what you're going to do, but just for what you're putting in front of us right now, and that's one with you. Unify us, Heavenly Father God. Bring us on one accord. Give us the same heart, the same mind, the same spirit to do your will and not ours. Lord, we pray right now in agreement, Heavenly Father God, that healing has transpired. We pray in agreement right now, Heavenly Father God, that deliverance has taken place. Lord, we pray in agreement right now, Lord, that no lack shall come in or through this ministry, this family, this union, this gathering that you have put together of those that don't even know each other face to face. But trust, it's your will, not our will to be done. We thank you today. We praise you today. And, Lord, we recognize our sin and ask for forgiveness. Lord, we remorse for our sin and step into forgiveness. Lord, we turn away from our sin and result in forgiveness. Lord, we pay restitution today for our sins through confession to one to another. Forgive us, Lord, of anything that has not been pleasing in your eyesight. We thank you, we praise you, and we magnify you, Heavenly Father God. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King. In what you hear, let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless your name, Lord Jesus. We worship you. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. What a word, Pastor Hamilton. I'm going to go, can't say much, to Minister, Minister Billy Burns, and she's our Saturday host on They Overcame, a Saturday segment at 5 a.m. Pacific time. Minister Billy Burns, your line is open.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor Hamilton. Enjoyed your message today. Oh, we must be one. Yes,
one.
I enjoyed that.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I just am so excited. I just wanted to share with the audience today. Our guest on tomorrow is a young man that I don't know personally, but when I was visiting the River Church, where Pastor Ronald Godsby is the pastor here in Durham, North Carolina, this young man was rapping, and he gave an awesome testimony of how he was in the fourth grade getting in trouble and how later on in his life he earned four felony counts against himself and went to prison. But now God has saved him. He's a successful businessman and a rap entertainer, and he's going to be our guest on tomorrow. So I just invite everybody, if you know any young people that have gotten in trouble and need to know that God has not forsaken them, have them to tune in to They Overcame tomorrow morning. I know it's early for those that are on the West Coast, but join us, those that are in the area, and just sacrifice and get up and hear this young man give his testimony of the miraculous and loving kindness of God towards him. And that's 5 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Central time, and 8 o'clock Eastern time. So I just wanted to share that with you all today.
Well, thank you, Minister Billy Burns. That was a blessing to get.
God bless you. You guys be blessed. We know you guys are doing an awesome work down there, and we pray for you daily.
Amen. 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 We receive that, and we just are moving on in the Lord. Just want to do what the Lord has for us to do.
Amen. We thank you for it. We got quite a few, and going to as they came on. Minister Burlington, I guess I'm Burleson. Pastor Miracle's brother, Minister Burlington. I'm pronouncing that right.
Yes,
Minister.
Yes, I'm on the. Yes, I'm on the line.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Okay, it's your turn. Your turn, Minister Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you. And I am indeed. I'm indeed privileged to be joining the saints on the line this evening, and we want to. I'm rejoicing over the word that Pastor Hamilton brought, and it was definitely reliable and trustworthy from the Scripture. It was resolute in proclamation, authoritatively spoken, and it provokes a response. It provoked a response in the people, so it met all of the criteria that is needed for proclaiming the word of God, and I'm thankful and I'm elated, and I pray that we all were blessed and empowered with the possibilities that were described in the message of the work of the apostles, and we can do the same, and I am definitely encouraged.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And I would just like to solicit all of your prayers, and I will do the same for you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, my brother. I love you.
Okay, we have a couple of unknown callers that I don't know, but we're getting back to you as possible. 281-1304.
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord. Who are we speaking to?
Hello, this is Minister Creesha.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Minister Creesha.
Your number is
yes, I'm on my.
Okay,
I'm on my Samsung. I'm on my son's phone, but I was truly blessed by the word today. We are in the N-O-W, not our will. Hallelujah. But God's will.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And that word that you sent for was powerful about how people thought they was getting over with God and how the lady just dropped dead. I read that story before. And, you know, it's serious. It's serious. So thank you. I was truly blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
We love you.
We love you all, too.
God bless. Please be patient. We got quite a few callers. Mother Charity.
Yeah, praise the Lord. A.M., I am just so sorry today. I don't know what's going on with the phone line, but it's been a lot of interruption, and I couldn't hear a lot of what was going on, even from the prayer, this, you know, when the brother was trying to pray and stuff. It's been just a lot of, like, staticky or something. I don't know, possibly it might be the weather, because we've got one above zero this morning weather back here. And it could be, you know, an interference on that. I don't know. But in and out, you know, it was a lot of static and stuff on the line, even when she was playing that song as she was coming in. Praise the Lord. We couldn't hardly hear. But that I could hear, you know, concerning Safari and his partner.
And
praise the Lord, amen.
Yes.
And bits and pieces that I could get, you know, he did a good job, praise the Lord, in bringing that out. Glory to God. But
hallelujah. We're
praying for you all, and you all remember us too. And Sister Bernard, when she give that number for that sister that's having the Bible class, I wish you would give it again so that we could write it down, because we didn't have a pen handy at the time she gave it before yesterday. So I would appreciate that. But God bless you all, and we're praying for you here. And
God bless you. We love you.
Yes, love you too now. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Okay, I can call you later and give it to you, Mother Charity. Can you, after this... After the broadcast, I'll call you. Is that all right? And I'll give you the information.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, God bless. Thanks for calling in and staying on tune. We got bad weather out here in California. It's raining pretty hard in and out. God bless you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're going to Sister T. Please be patient. Sister T?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah,
hey,
praise the Lord.
Sister.
We can hear you.
Oh, I just honor and magnify God for his word. I just thank God for the message that came on today. It is always a timely message. In fact, it's something I'm dealing with myself right now in my life with my family. And I just thank God for giving me the strength to be able to forgive and move on. And because everybody ain't going where God is taking, so I'm just
come
trying to be
now.
The daughter that he called me to be and not go out of character and just remain, just put everything on his table, let God deal with it. So I just praise and honor God for his word. Thank you, Pastor Henry.
Hallelujah.
Me and my sister enjoyed the word today.
God bless you.
God bless. Okay, we're going to, Minister Democrat.
Amen, amen, amen. I heard an echo in the line just then too, buddy. Hallelujah, anyhow. Amen, amen. That was a word right there. Amen. Chapter 5, Acts. I love that story. Amen. Well, we got to remind ourselves to trust God. Amen. And not in our money, not in our finances, not in the world, but trust God and whatnot. You know, and that's a powerful lesson to remind ourselves of. So I thank and praise God for that lesson, because I still got to teach myself that lesson sometime. Amen. Amen. You got to say, like, all right, Lord, now I know what you said. You'll protect me and you'll do this, but if I do it this way, you know, the money and the people would, you know. So that's something I battle with from time to time. So I thank God for this lesson, though. God reminded us, amen. Ananias and Sapphire, amen to God. They trusted in the world more than God, and we got to learn to put more trust in God than other things. And that's a life lesson right there. So I appreciate this lesson today. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, sir.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We're going to who's here? Okay, we're going 504. Dawn, she just came on. Then we're going to go to Pastor Miracle. Dawn? Okay, she's not answering. Okay, we're going to Pastor Miracle. Then we come to you, Prophet Michael.
Pastor Miracle?
Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, just so blessed by the word of God and thankful for this ministry. As my brother, Mr. Kevin, said earlier, you know, it's a tested ministry. It's a ministry that, you know, you can trust the word of God coming from it. And I'm just so grateful for that. I'm grateful. You know, the principles that were pulled out of Acts chapter 5 is just amazing. How we were blessed, you know, with principles concerning oneness, unity, giving, you know, even marriage and relationships is just, you know, a gift that this man of God has, my fiance has, to pull those principles out of the word of God. And I am just, I'm so blessed by it. Acts chapter 5 has just filled us to overflowing with nuggets for life. And so I'm very grateful for this teaching ministry. Love for Fridays right here on New Destiny Ministries and all of the wonderful ministries that are made available through this entity. So we're just grateful to God, and it was just an awesome word, Pastor Hamilton, and now Christian Fellowship. We're so blessed, you know, that we get blessed with the word all the time, you know. So we're just grateful today, and I want you to know that I am a true disciple of these teachings, and I am just being provoked all the time, us and, you know, just all of the family here in Houston, Texas, at Now Christian Fellowship. Praise God.
Amen. We love you.
Amen. Love you too, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. That was so cute. Okay, we're going to Prophetess Michael Davis. Prophetess Davis.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. I give God the glory, the honor, and the praise, for he alone is worthy to receive all
Hallelujah.
The glory, all the honor, and all the praise. After all.
Hallelujah.
The church is his. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We can never forget that the church belongs to Jesus Christ. And he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. Now, everybody
yes.
that calls the name of a church is not the church of Jesus Christ. They might have the same name, but they don't have the same game. Hello, somebody.
Come on now. Ooh, come on now. Yes, Jesus.
See, it's very clear, and it's a powerful message, Pastor Hamilton, that you taught. But the Holy Spirit put something on my heart to share with any minister, any evangelist, any other fivefold ministry that's listening. We see in the book of Acts, we see the demonstration of the power of God. We see that God established the church not only on the foundation of the word, of the logos
the word.
And the rhema, but we also see what's a dual foundation, a foundation of not only the logos and the rhema, but also the demonstration of power. Because we see Paul telling the church at Corinthians that the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Because that's the separation to know what kingdom you're operating in. The Jehovah Witnesses, they also use the word. Hello, somebody. Mormons, they also use the word. Has to be a distinction between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the counterfeit. Mm-hmm. So the distinction is that we cast out devils. Now, I visit many churches all over the country, and I see them demonstrating the exercise and the exegete of the word. I see them exegeting the text, and I see them using all these types of things, okay? I see them studying the text, and I see them using line upon line and precept upon precept. I see that. But then the people go home in the same condition.
Come on now.
Let me just be honest. We need to see more casting out of devils.
Yes.
Laying on of hands.
Ooh, Jesus, yes.
We need to see the people slain in the spirit, because when it's really the Holy Ghost, they don't just fall down. Something happens. Mm-hmm. We need to see the recovering of sight of the blind. We need to see all of those things that God said that his church would do to prove that this is the church of Jesus Christ. So the Bible says in that fifth chapter of Acts, in verse 32, it says, and we are his witnesses of these things, and
That's
so
right.
is also the Holy Ghost, whom God
That's right.
hath
Ooh.
Given to Ooh. Them that obey him. That I believe really the number one cry in this season, because we see what Pastor Hamilton brought out so carefully and so wonderfully and so beautifully, he brought this message out, that Ananias and Sapphira, they didn't obey the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
They did not obey the Holy Ghost, because Peter said, you have not lied to men, but you lied to the Holy Ghost.
Lied to the Holy Ghost.
In this hour, I really believe that we need to cry out for one thing. Jesus, help me obey the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Help me obey the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
My God from heaven. See, because you can offend Jesus. You can offend Jesus and it'll be forgiven you. But you can't blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Be careful. Be careful, the Bible said. He didn't even say don't grieve Jesus. But he did say don't grieve the Holy Ghost.
Don't grieve the Holy Ghost.
And then he said, he didn't say don't quench Jesus, but he said don't quench the Holy Spirit.
Don't quench the Holy Spirit.
My God from heaven. So we need to cry out.
Yes.
Help me obey the Holy
Ghost. The Holy Ghost.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm with you. I'm with you, my brother.
Thank
you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Because if we really cry out for that one thing, you know, that one thing, not 10 things, if we cry out for that one thing,
don't
we realize that God will answer that prayer probably sooner than anything else?
Yes.
Because that's his heart desire, is that we obey the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, David.
Glory to God.
God bless you, sir.
Amen. God bless you, brother. I love you in Jesus' name.
I love you too, man.
Okay, Doc.
God bless. We're going right back to Sister Dawn. Sister Dawn, see if she'll answer. Sister Dawn? Okay, she's busy. I'm going to recognize the number, 661-0240. You just came on. We thank you so much for coming on, and we'll see whether you want to say something for a minute. Okay, 661-0240.
Hi.
Hi. Who are we
speaking?
Good morning. Hi, who are we speaking to?
I'm Tom Kimball.
Hello?
I'm Tom Kimball.
Okay,
yes.
Then. Go ahead, Pastor Prof. Thanks for
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Yes.
Say on.
Son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
You.
Jesus, we love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless God. Pastor
bless
Hamilton,
the name
go ahead
of Jesus.
And pray over that spirit, brother.
We bind that in the name of Jesus. There is no room here for you. You are cast in the name of Jesus. We put our foot on your neck right now
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. We will not allow you to interfere with the move of the Holy Spirit. We demand right now that you be loosed, that you be bound, that you be out of this place in the name of Jesus. You have no power. You have no position. You have no room. But to decrease and bow down at the name of Jesus. And you should confess right now by the Spirit of God the name of Jesus. Be whole right now. Be forgiven right now. Step into forgiveness. Step into repentance in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against this will prosper.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, hallelujah.
Lord, we give you thanks in all things.
Thank you. Thank you.
And the reason we say thank you is because just like your word says, the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church. And that
hallelujah.
Man represented the gates of hell. And Father, we know that his soul is headed to the lake of fire. But we're going to ask for you to save him.
Thank you, Lord.
He did it ignorantly.
Yes, Lord.
He has done these things ignorantly, and because of that, we call forth for his repentance.
In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we call for his repentance.
Jesus.
Father, deal with him. You know the person who put that electronic message on there, and Father, because you know who it was, now you go forth. We intercede for him by faith in Jesus' name. You go and you touch his heart now, and you call
in the name
him to
of
cry
Jesus.
Out. The name of Jesus, and what must I do to be saved? And then all of the influence and friends that he have, let it be as a testimony to them that Jesus is real and he's yet alive.
Ooh,
and he is in control of everything. So, Father,
El
what
Shaddai.
The devil meant for evil, you, Jesus,
Ooh,
will turn around for your good and your
glory. Your good.
In
your glory.
Jesus' name.
Ooh, Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
That's why God said, I laugh at my enemies because he knows
yes.
their end.
Ooh,
my God from heaven.
Jesus.
Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets
Ooh.
No harm.
Come on, Jesus.
It would
Ooh,
be better
on,
for
Jesus.
You that a millstone was tied around your neck than you
harm
the least of these little ones.
Ooh,
my
God,
God
from glory.
My God. So we glorify
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
We glorify
Jesus.
Because
we rejoice.
We know that we cannot be touched.
Woo!
I think Hammer said it real good back in the day. Can't touch this.
Can't touch this. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glorify your name.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Can't touch
my
this.
God,
Hallelujah. We thank you,
thank
Prophet
you,
Davis and Pastor Hamilton for that prayer that devil defeated.
Yeah, we're a tag team here. They can't look. One to put 1,000 to flight, but Pastor
right.
Hamilton and myself, we'll put 10,000 to flight.
10,000 to flight. They better watch out. They don't know who they're messing with.
That's right, Doc.
Hallelujah.
They
Hallelujah.
Have no idea what they set themselves up for. They better get back.
Yeah.
Hey,
thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Each and everyone had to leave off. But we just thank the Lord for the word today. Pastor Hamilton, it was just anointed. All the book of Acts, everybody. You come on anywhere every Friday, so the Lord anoints you and send it to his
yes.
And I've just been so overwhelmed and just all week long with this word. Everybody coming forth, bringing the word. Minister Democrat, Prophet Michael Davis, Prophet Theodore Glover. Who else is on?
Jesus.
I'm not going to miss our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. She was on the line.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Yes.
I feel the anointing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to open these lines and praise him. Your line.
We love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Thank you for the victory.
We one accord, Jesus. We
Hallelujah.
Unify with one, Jesus.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Unify with one word, Jesus. We
yes,
bow
Lord.
Down to you by oneness, by unity, by togetherness. We stand on one accord right
All
now
right.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo.
Glory
to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Yeah,
bless
my
the
Lord,
name
my
of
Lord,
Jesus.
My Lord, my Lord.
God, I feel the anointing.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
glory.
You,
Jesus. Glory.
Oh, yeah, he's healing them sicknesses right now.
Hallelujah.
Keep worshiping.
Hallelujah.
He's healing
Hallelujah.
Them sicknesses right now. Worship. The anointing is going. It's flowing.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You're worthy, Jesus. You're worthy.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory.
Oh, we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Thank
you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
you.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy.
We can't do it without you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We can't do it without you, Jesus. We need you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
Lord. We need you, Jesus.
We need you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless him, bless him, more of you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Bless him, bless him, more of you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have your way in this place today, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, move.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Right now, Jesus.
Yes, Lord,
yes, Lord. That's a miracle. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you for oneness, Lord God. We thank you for oneness, Lord God, in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that it's a different kingdom. Jesus be exalted.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus
be exalted.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. I pull down strongholds. I loose shackles. I loose chains. I loose fetters. I loose strongholds and command them to go.
In the name of Jesus,
in Jesus' name, that the blood of Jesus would cleanse us, purify us, make us holy and a prepared people to do battle. We put on the whole armor of God that we might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness of high places. We gird our loins up with the spirit of truth. We put on the helmet of salvation. Our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And we put on the breastplate of righteousness in the name of Jesus, and the shield of faith that might quench all the fiery darts of the wicked in the name of Jesus, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God in the name of Jesus. We are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. We have the victory. It's already done before the world began in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We thank you for doing it because you've already gone before us and made the crooked places straight. You made the dark places light. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the victory in Jesus' name.
In your name, God.
We just thank you today, Lord, that we have come together on one accord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we have bonded, that this situation is getting us prepared for this little situation is getting us prepared for the big things. That you're about to pour out your blessings on us, Lord. We must be ready to fight the fight. We must be prepared to take on the opposition. We must be prepared and ready to stand and withstand the wiles of the enemy. Continue to teach us. Continue to remind us that the enemy is working as fast as we are. Keep us aware, Heavenly Father God, that we must stand at the gate ready to fight. We must go forward in aggression. We must accelerate our now. We must move when you said move. We must act when you say act. We must answer you when you say answer. We must pray when you say pray. We must lay when you say lay. We must do what you said do. When? Right now.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Even now, God. Even now.
Right now.
Right. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Right now.
Hallelujah.
We stand.
Praise you.
Right now. We unify.
Right now, God.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now. We come
hallelujah,
together
Lord.
As
hallelujah,
one.
Lord.
And we go on. Hallelujah,
God.
We claim there is no lack in this circle. We claim that there is no needs that are not met in this circle. We claim right now our inheritance from heaven.
Jesus.
All those things that people said we couldn't do. All those things that doubted us. All those people that went against us. We claim our inheritance today by the power of one.
That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Lord.
God, that's power.
Hallelujah.
Open up the windows of heaven and pour out your blessings right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord.
And that is by the power of one.
Yes, God.
My God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
One heart, one mind, one soul, according to God's will and not
hallelujah.
Our will.
Right,
one.
Hallelujah.
One.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Lord, we thank you today, Lord. We bless you. Lord, we magnify you, Lord. And we're going to continue as we end this call, Lord. We're going to continue to worship you. We're going to worship you in our cars. We're going to worship you at our jobs.
Yes,
we're going to worship you outside. We're going to worship you in the rain. But, Lord, we shall continually lift you up in praise.
Thank you,
Lord. And we continue to pray for Evangelist Bernard, that she's traveling, that she is protected, that as she is doing your work, and we know she is, that, Lord.
Evangelist Bernard.
What happened?
Oh, you know what? It was shut off.
Your word, that we may do your work according to your plan. Have your way.
Yes, Lord.
We leave this place different. We are not the same as we started. We are changed, rearranged, transformed by the renewing of our minds. We thank you today, Lord. We magnify you and we glorify your son. Jesus' name. And all those in agreement, have a wonderful weekend. Be blessed. Tune in tomorrow. Tune in Sunday for prayer. And let's show God that we're different than we started. Let's
Amen.
Do something different. Let's move different. Let's act different. And let's let God be all he can be right now in the name of Jesus. We love you. We appreciate you.
Love
Amen.
You. Pastor Hamilton, God bless you, brother.
Yeah,
God bless
Amen.
You, man. I love you.
Woo, you're a powerful man of God.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Jesus, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Brother. Love you guys. We'll talk to you later.
Okay,
okay,
bye-bye.
God bless. Evangelist Bernard. Okay, God bless you. Done prayed us out, Minister Democrat, Prophet Davis, and Pastor Miracle still on the line. So we're going to close out. Prophet Davis?
Yes.
Did you want to sing us a song, or I can close out? We still can get in that frame. You can close us out with a song.
Well, before we go, I want to thank Pastor Miracle for that prayer because it was very anointed.
Okay.
I want to thank God for you, Pastor Miracle. That prayer was very anointed. I was over here, and it just hit my stomach. It hit my belly. And I just thank God for you. Whatever you're doing, keep on doing it. And may the Lord take you even higher than you are, even now, in Jesus' name. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. And oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story.
Hallelujah.
This is
Hallelujah.
My song.
Hallelujah.
Praising Savior all the day long.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is my story.
Hallelujah.
This
Hallelujah.
Is my song.
Hallelujah.
I'm praising my Savior all the day long. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen, amen.
And amen.
Sorry about that last note.
That's all right. It was all in the words. And
hey,
in the
amen. Hallelujah. That's all right.
Davis, Minister Democrat, God bless you. We're just so excited. We have the three on, so we don't need to close. We're going to close out with This Is My Story by Prophet Michael Davis of Vacaville, California.
All right, Holy Ghost.
Tomorrow morning.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
It's cold. That's why that voice cracked.
I know it's raining.
Cold out here.
Amen. Somebody say hallelujah anyhow. Amen.
Hallelujah anyhow, brother Democrat.
Amen. Amen.
Anyhow.
That the missionaries were singing that song when I got the Holy Ghost. I remember that. That took me back right there. Hallelujah.
Yay.
This is my story. This is my song. It's personal. Amen.
It.
We felt that thing, brother preacher. I don't care if your voice cracked. We felt that thing. Hallelujah.
Man, God bless you. You're so kind. You're so kind.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
I felt that thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hey,
and
I just want to say this. We are family. It is true. We're going to stick together. If any of us have anything we're going through or dealing with, don't be afraid to call the family members. We'll stand in prayer with you.
That's all right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
My God. God has put us together as a family, people. So let's behave ourselves accordingly. Let's cover each other's back in prayer.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's all right, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
So is my song. Ah. Hallelujah.
It was timely, Minister Democrat. I say you thank the Lord he kept you on, Minister. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. I felt my thing.
Mr. Billy told about the person going to be on her show tomorrow, so I guess if anybody, going on it, it's Saturday morning. I think everybody going on it, but Prophet Davis is 5 a.m. our time, and it's the same telephone number that you call in here. So she has a show that they overcame, and it's a testimony show, really. So if the Lord leads you to wake up, anybody else in the chat room, we had three callers in the chat room for our closeout. Prophet Antonio Galloway, I think it said, and Master Beast Ghost of Crow. I think that's the one that came on the line. But 1456, too. So we thank you all for coming on the chat room. God bless. We know that the Lord has blessed each and every one all over the airways, and we thank the godly men and women of God that's truly anointed that he has allowed to come on this broadcast and feed us the word of life. Hallelujah. So we're so excited, and we thank each and every one of y'all for coming on this broadcast and tuning in to A Time of Reflection, Monday through Friday. God bless. We're closing out.